With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump envoy Keith Kellogg says Ukraine can only blame itself for the pause on U.S. military aid and intelligence sharing after last week's Oval Office incident.
You don't try to challenge the President of the United States in the Oval Office that, in fact, you need to side with me and not the Russians. You don't become an independent interlocutor if you look at something like that. And he was forewarned. It's not like President Zelensky was not made aware that this is what we wanted out of the Ukrainians, to basically say, go here, it sets the next stage, it opens up, it goes forward.
Meanwhile, European Union heads of state backed new defense spending plans aimed at freeing up billions of euros for the continent's security after the Trump administration signaled that Europe would have to invest more of its own money for defense. Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. House votes to censure Congressman Al Green for disrupting President Trump's address to Congress.
The Texas Democrat offered no regrets when he explained his actions on the House floor during the president's speech on Tuesday night. He said he'd do it again. The resolution against Green was approved on a mostly party-line vote of 224 to 198, with some Democrats crossing over. House Speaker Mike Johnson had Green removed from the chamber Tuesday night in the early moments of the president's speech. The resolution expresses displeasure at the congressman's actions, but does not affect rights or privileges as a member of the House. George Williams reporting.
Green also said he's going to try to impeach Trump again. The last time was the beginning of February. President Trump planning to sign an executive order that effectively shuts down the Department of Education. The draft order will direct Education Secretary Linda McMahon to take all steps permitted by law to facilitate the department's closure. This is SRN News. Wyoming has a new bathroom law.
The measure bars males from using female bathrooms, changing rooms, locker rooms, or living quarters in any state building or institution, including universities and colleges. Sarah Beth Nolan of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, states have a duty to protect the privacy, safety, and dignity of women and girls. Letting men intrude on women's spaces is a threat to their safety and a denial of the real biological differences between the two sexes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has signaled that it will move to let Idaho enforce its strict abortion ban. The Biden administration had gone to court to block the law, saying it would prevent women from having abortions in, quote-unquote, medical emergencies. Dropping the case would be among the new administration's first major moves on abortion. In his first term, President Trump appointed many of the Supreme Court justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. A deadly military mishap in South Korea.
South Korean fighter jets have accidentally dropped 8 bombs on a civilian area, injuring 8 people on the ground. The South Korean Air Force says the bombs released by the KF-16 fighter jets fell outside a firing range this morning. The Air Force apologizing, expressing hopes for a speedy recovery of the injured.
Correspondent Rich Thomason says that the city where the accident took place has a population of 140,000 people and provides 3 major firing ranges for the South Korean and U.S. militaries. The Air Force apologized and expressed hopes for a speedy recovery for the injured. Albanian cabinet decides to shut down TikTok for 12 months, blaming the video sharing platform for inciting violence and bullying, especially among kids. And the president says he'll probably extend the deadline of the TikTok ban if a deal isn't reached. More details at SRNnews.com.